Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend, on the radio at least. Thanks for joining us. This is our Around the Toolbox special. This is the one that is out there for people in the trades, design business, construction, everything else out there. This is where we have a short little discussion about what's hot and upcoming in the world of the trades and construction. Thanks for joining us today. I've got one that I kind of ran into over the last few weeks. And this one's really for you kitchen and bath designers. And I do, you know, I've been in this industry of the kitchen and bath design world probably close to 30 years now, if I count out all of that. And there's interesting stuff that's happening out there. And this is stuff that I've been talking about for a number of years for the National Kitchen and Bath Association, or even a little bit with the National Association of Home Builders. I've been up to the Ideas Show in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, talking about it. And up at the Northeastern Retail Lumber Association is another place that I've really talked about these kind of things. But there is some new stuff coming out. If you're in the kitchen and bath industry and you are a designer and you have a design firm, 2020 Design, which is one of the two big design programs for kitchen and bath cabinetry, they're definitely the leader. Nothing against Pro Kitchen out there, but you guys are an off-spin of 2020. And you're doing a pretty good job of trying to keep up. But 2020 is still the clear leader in the industry of what they're doing. Now, this is not a homeowner-based kind of program. You're going to spend a few thousand bucks and then, you know, hundreds a year to keep it up and running. So this is not something you would just go buy to design your own kitchen. And it doesn't even really work like that. What this does is this is a program that takes manufacturer catalogs that you might be a dealer of, and you can turn it around and design a very, very accurate and realistic kitchen using parts that a cabinetry manufacturer is going to make for you. Well, they came out here recently with what 2020 came out with, what they call ideal spaces. So it's the 2020 ideal spaces. And this is something that no one has really done well out in the industry. And they created something to help larger design firms, multi-location businesses, all the way up to home centers to have a online presence with your cabinetry. And so what this does, this kind of creates a 3D space planning software solution for kind of mid-sized kitchen and bath or hardware stores even that sell cabinetry to help clients get through the design process. So what you can do with this, it's kind of cool. You can promote products, you know, in context. So you can actually put together a virtual showroom where you can put together a kitchen design and literally go through and swap out the tile. You can swap out the backsplash, the cabinets, the colors. And so you can basically do a virtual showroom with this, which is cool. And it comes in different modules. It helps people kind of qualify themselves of the style they want to go with without having to take up a designer's time. And then you can, that basically turns into a lead for you. And then you can kind of personalize that experience for them. So they have these different base modules, Inspire, which is basically a gallery of showrooms online that visitors can mix and match, you know, different offerings that you sell, which is cool. So you can put in, you could load in the hot tile styles that you love. Or if you're selling a line of tile, you could do that as well. And you can mix in cabinets, countertops, you know, appliances, things like that in this design. And then there is another module called Define, where you can actually use a 3D space planning tool for designing kitchens and baths and things like that. You know, so there's a lot of cool stuff. There's an auto design one. There's a collaborate module. There's all these different things, which I would call designer toolkits out there that work pretty well. Now, I know the first thing, speaking as a designer, is the designers are going to, oh no, you're automating my services and you're taking the designer out of the process. No, not at all. What I see this doing is, one, grabbing the people that want to be involved in the design process and letting them play around a little bit. As we all know, as interior designers that work in the kitchen and bath industry, there is not going to be a design solution where you click automate it and remove the designer out of it. Because as we all know, and someone who has designed thousands of kitchens, just because you can draw it doesn't mean you can build it. And there is no real way to put in the thousands of mistakes that can happen in a kitchen and bath design into a computer program to actually design it out well that's going to be consumer friendly. It is super hard to learn all those gotcha things in the kitchen and bath world. That's why I am very worried when I'm out shopping around for design firms to grab, go on, walk into a place and see designers that all have 1 or 2 years experience. To me, it takes you 5 or 6 years under your belt of working under a great designer in a design firm and having some good lessons learned for you to be a successful kitchen and bath designer. Because there's just so many mistakes that can happen that they can't teach you in school. You need to be immersed in this for years. And still, after 5 or 6 years, there's going to be mistakes you make that pop up that you've never run into that experience as a designer. So as a client walking into a building, if they're all brand new 1 or 2 year design students, I say, great, they've got young design students. At the same time, I say there's no experience in this building, which usually means that in many times that the owner of the company had a real hard time finding employees. Two, they had a real tough time paying employees. And three, I really hope there is a very experienced and involved designer in the process. If you've got all young designers and you have one very experienced kitchen and bath designer, like a certified kitchen designer or certified master kitchen and bath designer, that is meticulously looking over their final work, I'm okay with that. That's great. So that's one of those things that I think this here is going to be a great beginning online sales tool for people out there. I have no idea what pricing is. So this isn't something that I'm trying to pitch. This isn't something that I'm trying to sell you out there, because I'll be honest, it could cost tons of money and I have no idea. But what I'm talking about today is being open to using some of these online tools and getting ahead of the curve. I can't tell you how many times I'm moderating these online DIY things and everybody's going, hey, where's my own online DIY tool? And I have to come on and say, you know, up until now, there hasn't really been a good one. I mean, you can go on and try to do something with a Kia, but now you're trying to design with a Kia, and that's a hard tool to work with. And so this is one of those things that I look at it and say, all right, this is heading that down that direction where people can figure it out on their own. And what I mean is by figuring it out on their own is I want those people that I call, they're the dreamers. They want to do a kitchen and bath remodel, but they've only got $7,000 to $10,000 to do it. They don't have the $80,000 to have a contractor come in and do a basic one, or $150,000 to do a nice one. So these are the things that if you can get your, You know, if you can get your clients weeded down into figuring out who are the real ones and who are the tire kickers, I'm all for using technology to do that. And if you can do that on the website without taking up your time and design time that you can actually weed through and get some more qualified leads, to me, that makes a lot of sense. Bring as many people in onto your website, have them take a look, and just let them sort themselves out in there. And then when they need help, they can say, hey, I got some questions about this. Then you can work through your design process to make sure that you figured out if these people are actually clients or people that are just curious what a kitchen and bath remodel costs. And that can be figured out in a phone call, especially after they've figured out kind of what they want. You don't have to spend 2 or 3 hours going over to their house, doing measurements, coming back, spending more design time, and then spending 8 or 10 hours to come up with from everything from the first phone call to the first budget proposal, the time you've drawn everything out and figured everything out. You don't have to do that if you've got this where people can kind of do it online and figure it out. You'll have to do it at some point, but you want to be doing that with people that are ready to go and know what the budget could be. So take a look over at 2020spaces.com for everybody out in the design industry. Take a look. And it's their 2020 Ideal Spaces. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this online seminar coming up. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And you can message me over at aroundthehouseonline.com if you want some more information about that coming up. But this is something that's going to be kind of interesting, and I want people to keep an eye out for it. And my friends out in the design industry, this could actually be good. So don't put the wall up and think that someone's trying to take you out of work. That's something to be careful with. Hey, coming up this weekend, we got a great show ahead. You got to tune in. We'll be talking smart homes, and I'll be talking with the Institute for Justice on an $11,000 fee that the city of Seattle's putting on people in their design and all that stuff up there. Stay tuned for more Around the House with Eric Chief. See you Saturday. Why in a world of ugly faces should I? Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.